It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. Since it began in 2016, the Department of Education's Comfort Dog program has expanded into 53 schools. But to become a therapy dog requires special training. WNYC's Amy Pearl visited a class of new recruits.
At PS 81 in Ridgewood, Queens, 10 dogs and their owners are spread out in a circle in the gym. In the center of the ring is Tallulah, a long-eared, long-legged pup with red fur. A trainer is staring into her eyes. But Tallulah is fidgeting and whining.
Now, why do you think she's going nuts?
You're staring at her.
Yep. I'm staring at her, I'm leaning in, and you're letting me.
You need a dog that is solid, that is confident, that is super social, even though the bell's going off or the doors or the kids, they're wagging their tails. Basically the person that everybody wants to be, right? Light and woohoo, no worries here.
Kirsten Kinsella is the administrator of the Department of Education's Comfort Dog Program.
They go through 20 hours of online learning with me, and then we do hands-on in-person training. From there, we're doing shadow visits. We're still doing training for the different activities, so it's a huge commitment.
So again, just watch where his head is when I tell him to sit.
All the dogs in the program belong to educators, like Terry Ahern of Shellbank Middle School in Sheepshead Bay.
I am the principal, so this is 100% the labor of love, Brody's Day. Brody came from North Shore Animal League America. He was a rescue. He was brought back to the shelter a few times. He needed to be trained.
Brody is big. His shoulder comes up to my belly button. But with his derpy yellow eyes and thick waggedy tail, he exudes beach bum energy.
He makes situations a little lighter because he can be a little bit of a goofball or a big bit of a goofball. I mean, it changes the entire culture of the building. Just the tone changes. Everybody's more relaxed. The dog puts everybody at ease.
And in the classroom?
I've been in education for 16 years. It literally is one of the only things that is instantaneous. You bring the dog into the room and the kids just light up. They start talking more, they're more confident, they're communicating better, they want to be engaged in the activity.
And that helps them learn.
And I have yet to find something that works as well as this does.
Amy Pearl, WNYC News.